Hey, hi, hello, guys. It is Leslie Vivian with hashtag Red Dirt Boss Babe over here. And so today we are going to be talking about being authentic to you. And I want this to be like the first podcast for the series, minus my intro, of course, because I think being authentic to yourself is one of the most important things you can do in this industry, in this business, okay? So unfortunately, a lot of us don't even actually know who we are past certain titles. So like past being a mom, past being a dad or an aunt or an uncle or whatever it is, past being those specific titles, like who are you? Before you were a mom, before you were a dad, whatever you are, like before you were that title, like who are you? What do you enjoy doing? What do you like to do? Like if you are alone for an entire week, unlimited money, unlimited anything, whatever you want to do, like what would you want to do with that time? What are the things that you would enjoy? What are the things that you would want to experience, etc.? The things that make you happy and you high energy, okay? So I definitely want to preface with like, do not be someone else. Like, I know that we get into this industry and this business and we see our mentor and we love them, we cherish them, like we... Trust me, my mentors are like my idols. They're my superheroes. I adore them, but I don't want to like, I mean, I want their paychecks. Okay. That's why they're my mentors, but I don't want to be them as a person because that is not me. And what happens is a lot of times we simply try to be exactly who our mentor and leader is. And we turn into them and we start acting and being like them and trying to be who they are as a person, instead of staying authentic to ourselves and just using their business tactics or whatever as inspiration for our own. And what happens is being someone else is a lot of work. And being someone else, you're going to end up pulling in and attracting all these people that aren't your people. They're not your tribe. They're not actually vibing with who you are authentically. They're vibing with your leader that you're copycatting. Okay. And what happens is you grow this massive platform and you end up not being aligned with everyone. You're not vibing with everyone. Or like you come out of the woodwork like and post something that isn't aligned with who people thought you were, but it is aligned with who you actually are. And then people are like, what the fuck? And you're like, but like I was just being me. I was just being who I am, but they didn't realize that because you spent so much time trying to be somebody else. And what happens is you'll end up hating your platform. It'll be too much work for you. It won't bring you joy because you're not authentic to yourself. Okay. So the first thing you need to really start with is like identifying who you are. And this is not something that will necessarily happen overnight. This is part of our journey. A lot of us don't know who we are, and it's part of just like going through life and figuring out who we are. So, something I want you to do is, here's some homework for you. So like sit down with a piece of paper and write out like things you like to do. And this can be stuff that you like to do right now, things that you like to do in the past, because if you're a mom, so I use mom a lot because I'm a mom, so that's what I relate to. But whatever it is, there's things like as a mom now that I used to love being able to do, and I would still love to do them. I just don't get to do them as often now because I am a mom. And so like sometimes other things takes precedent, you know, like you stop doing things because you're a parent now. So what are those things you used to love doing? Like I used to read all the time. I love reading books, and I do love reading personal development books, but I love reading like actual stories. Okay. Like I've read all the Harry Potters and the Uglies and like so many different things, and I love them. But after I had my kids, like I don't read very much anymore. I have more recently, but most of the time it's personal development and not actually books. But so that's like something authentic to me is that I love reading those books. So think about things like that. Who you used to be, who you are now, and who you want to be in the future. So like part of your brand doesn't have to necessarily be things you are doing right this moment. So like I have full intentions of when my kids get older, I want to get like, I straight up want to get like an Airstream or a bus and remodel it or whatever. and like just be able to go travel anytime I want to, just like pick up and go to a different state and stuff like that. Now, while that's not something I can do right now, that is something I can talk about, and it's part of me, and traveling is part of what I love, and it's part of my energy and my soul, and it's what makes me happy. Okay, so I want you to write down things that make you happy, that bring you energy, that even if it's objects. So like, I love the sunshine in summer and sunflowers and like stuff like that brings me very high energy. It puts me in my happy place. These are all things that are very authentic to me and who I am. So start thinking about those things, okay? And I want you to also realize, like, while you do have to talk about whatever product you are advertising or sharing or whatever you want to call it for your industry, you do have to let people know you have something available, but you are not a product. You are a person, okay? So while you can share your story with a product, share how you use the product daily, be a product of the product, you yourself are not an actual product, okay? So you need to remember that. And people also buy from who they know, love, and trust. So if you are not being authentic to you, if you are not showing them that you're a real person, if you're not showing up as a human being, they're going to end up seeing you as this, like, I mean, you guys have seen them. You know the people on Instagram where they're, like, completely unrelatable. It looks like they had this magnificent, perfect life, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, man, I wish I could be like them, but I could never, you know? Like, we all know. You guys know. If you know, you know, okay? So just being real and authentic with your followers and finding who you are truly and showing up as that person will change everything for your platform, and it'll make the journey through this business and life in general a lot more enjoyable for you because you're not having to fake who you are. So what's really cool with when you start really being authentic to yourself like this and you're showing people these things, they remember. So like, I'm going to give some examples here, okay? So like, I'm into photography, and I mentioned sunflowers earlier. People send me stuff about photography or sunflowers or like sunshine and stuff all the time. One of my accountability partner, Nicole, her, like, she is obsessed with cows. People send her stuff about cows all the time. I even send her cow stuff all the time because she's open about how much she loves cows, and that's who part of who she is. And so people associate that with her now. So they'll go through stores and they'll see a cow thing and they send it to her. My mentor, Brittany Anderson, like, she loves the show Friends. She loves rainbows and bright colors and tie-dyes. And her followers and fans know that, and they send her stuff like that all the time. Mike, he loves Superman. People are always sending him Superman stuff or tagging him and stuff about Superman, etc. So just being authentic to you, people feel like they know you better. They're a part of your life. They know what you like. And they can relate to you more when you're being authentic to who you are. So I want you to take the time. I think it's very, very important that you take the time to sit down and write out who you are besides being those titles, okay? So find out, dig deep. What do you love? What do you enjoy to do? What would you love to do in the future? What hobbies would you love to do, etc.? And just start talking about them and sharing fun facts about who you are authentically, okay? So always stay authentic to yourself and what you love, enjoy, what brings your soul happiness and your morals and what you stand for and all those things, because those are what's going to push you through this journey. Like, it's very, very important, all right? So I hope you guys got some value to this. This is the very first episode of the hashtag Red Dirt Boss Babe Podcast. I can't even talk, y'all. And I don't re-record these. Like, this is a one time and done. Y'all get it all straight up how it happens, all right? So if you got some value, I would really, really, really love if you would screenshot this and put it in your Instagram. Give me a follow, all the love, whatever. You can tag me at Leslie_Vivian_, and that is Leslie_Vivienne_ again. All right. So I would really love if you would share it there, if you got some value, if this was helpful to you, and all the fun things. Yep, that's all I got for you guys. So I love and appreciate you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You guys are amazing, amazing, amazing. And I will catch you on the next episode.